It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and let's go to Honduras now, where voters are still waiting on the results of the country's presidential election that took place on Sunday. Incumbent President Juan Orlando Hernandez was expected to win the election, but a strong showing by opposition candidate Salvador Nasrallah has thrown the country into chaos. Nasrallah had an early lead. That lead is now narrowed, and now there are charges of fraud. Elizabeth Malkin is correspondent for The New York Times. She was recently in Honduras to observe the elections. She's in Mexico City now. Elizabeth, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
This vote in Honduras has been extremely contentious, Elizabeth. What are Juan Orlando Hernandez and Salvador Nasrallah saying now?
Salvador Nasrallah is telling people to defend the vote. The behavior of the Electoral Commission, this is a four-man body charged with counting the vote, has been very erratic since the election on Sunday. And Salvador Nasrallah, who is from the opposition party, was leading the vote. Very early Monday morning, the Electoral Commission announced that he was 5% ahead and then stopped counting. And there was nothing until Tuesday afternoon. And since Tuesday afternoon, that gap has been closed.
What has been Mr. Nasrallah's main pitch to voters?
His pitch has been that Juan Orlando Hernandez is on the ballot illegitimately. And that's a very strong pitch. Here's what happened. In 2009, there was a coup which ousted the president at the time, Manuel Zelaya, on the grounds that he was angling to violate the Constitution's ban on re-election, which is ironclad. However, Juan Orlando, when he was head of Congress, he replaced four members of the Supreme Court. And 2 years later, when he was president, they lifted that ban on the bizarre grounds that the ban was unconstitutional, even though it was in the Constitution. So there has been a question ever since as to whether Juan Orlando Hernandez could run for re-election.
Elizabeth, Honduras is a country crippled by violence and corruption. Have voters there been demanding that politicians put a stop to it? Are any elected officials responding to that?
Oh, yes, of course. It's a very important demand, along with jobs. This is a country where two-thirds of the population live in poverty, and jobs really do accompany an improvement in security. There has been, under the presidency of Juan Orlando Hernandez, a small reduction in the number of murders. At one point, Honduras was the most murderous country at peace in the world. But those statistics have come down a little bit. Some of that is better policing. Some of that may be some actions that Juan Orlando Hernandez has taken selectively against certain drug cartels. There are a number of reasons. But yes, that's a key demand for everybody.
Well, the United States has a long history of intervening in Honduras. Right now, American authorities are concerned about migrants from Honduras and also MS-13 gangs, of course. I've heard Jeff Sessions talk about that. Where is the United States on this election? Where do the Americans come down?
Well, the Americans have been quite supportive of Juan Orlando Hernandez. Basically, he has extradited drug traffickers to the U.S., which never happened before. So this is something the U.S. has been very pleased with, beginning with the Obama administration and continuing now with the Trump administration. The U.S. has been quite mute on the issue of re-election and, you know, has sort of treated this as an internal issue. But now, as Honduras looks likely to spiral into days of protests and unrest, the U.S. is probably going to have to be a little bit more active.
Elizabeth Malkin with The New York Times, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.